You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, I mean, it would be fair to say that we see KiwiRail signing up to the climate change protocol along with the other polluters somewhat of a hypocritical position. I don't see how a state-owned enterprise could sign up and put their hand on the heart and saying they're doing everything to try and help improve our climate change scenario in New Zealand at the same time as they are decommissioning the North Island Main Trunk electrification and replacing them with diesel locomotives. There's just no way that in that circumstance they have any credibility.
What was the government's reasoning for selling off these electrified locomotives and then aiming to purchase more diesel locomotives? Was it a short-term orientated goal or?
Well, KiwiRail came up with this strategy when the National-led government was in power, and they did it on the basis that they have a mantra of simplification, standardisation, where they want to try and model the rail industry using these Chinese-manufactured, poorly-performing locomotives. We do have the electric locos on the North Island Main Trunk. They were purchased in the late 80s. They were an add-on to an order that was placed by Queensland Rail at the time. And so we got a world-proven locomotive as a result. The problem in New Zealand is those locomotives have never, ever been maintained or put in for major overhaul since they were purchased. And so to have a locomotive that was manufactured in 1987, has been hauling trains over the most difficult terrain that we have in New Zealand, which is the spiral, and to have them still operating at a performance component which is comparable to these brand new Chinese dog and lemon locos, I think is a tribute to them. The fact that they want to decommission them now in favour of standardising around these Chinese locomotives, we think is a retrograde step. The electric locomotives are 10 minutes faster over this particular route. The crews love them. They're quieter. They're also more reliable because an electric loco doesn't have as many moving parts as a diesel electric loco. Here we have KiwiRail, a state-owned enterprise, moving down the path of getting out of electrification, whereas every other country in the world that I visit is putting in more and more and more electrification on their networks because it's clean, green, reliable, and is sound business sense.
How is KiwiRail going to affect railway workers in New Zealand?
Well, I mean, this will have a knock-on effect in terms of the specialist electric skilled tradespeople that we have. But in all consequence, most people will still end up in employment. We're not foreseeing any redundancies occurring in the short term because actually these Chinese locomotives are making the mechanical repair jobs very, very secure because of their unreliability. So there's no concerns in that. The concerns of rail workers is simply the fact that we have clean, green electrification in operation, and here we have a state-owned enterprise pulling it out in favour of putting more diesel-polluting locomotive engines into operation. We just think that's wrong.
Explain the statement in the media release. Rail workers have helped this government into power with our time, money and votes.
The Rail and Maritime Transport Union is an affiliate to the Labor Party. Our members are very active within the party. And in fact, prior to the election, Labor made a promise that if they were elected into government, that they would stop Kiwi Rail from decommissioning the electrification. We're just a little bit concerned that the government's now been in power for 9 months and Kiwi Rail have not been instructed to cease the decommissioning of the electric locos or the electrification.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.